Hello, this is DJ Elsie. I will be playing our last song of the, I guess, morning it is. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope everyone has a good night.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Making a way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me? I miss you. Now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Oh, 'cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
Bye. Hello, everyone. This is DJ Remedy's Healing Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm still sort of getting everything set up, but with me in the studio, I'm not sure which mics you guys are on, so I'm going to put all of them up. Great. Are my friends, my special guests, which seem to be here more often than not, Rose Tolstoy-Smith and Patrick Margay. How are you two?
Hello.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, let me get my headphones.
So sleepy.
There we go. It's very late, as it always is, but you know, we're here for you if you're up this late. Okay. I'm still setting things up. I'm very tired. So what are we talking about today? It's Thanksgiving. We could talk about food.
No, I've thought about food too much in my lifetime.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food if you've thought so much about it?
Honestly, the Thanksgiving food isn't my favorite, like the turkey food.
Really?
Like, what I'm really looking forward to is the Mansgiving, which happens Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh man, okay, wait.
Which my friends and I will get every fast food that is good.
We can talk about various...
I love that idea.
It's the best thing on the planet.
Rose, your mic's like really high. Okay.
I love that idea.
You're going to peak it. Okay. No, we could talk about variations of Thanksgiving because Mansgiving.
Mansgiving is the best thing on the planet.
There's also Friendsgiving.
It seems so hipster. Like, okay, there's like an Adam Ruins Everything clip where they like detail the story of Friendsgiving. And no. It sounds like just everything that Portlandia tried to make fun of within like 3 minutes.
Do you mean like succeeded in making fun of? I haven't actually watched Portlandia.
I've watched it too many times. Like, I feel like if I get anyone inside my room, I'm either making them watch Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Portlandia, or like Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. It's like a trap of mine.
I mean, you did get me to watch Elvira. No, but, so yeah, no. Mansgiving, Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving.
I have a weird manner of Thanksgiving that I do every year.
What's this? What is this Thanksgiving that you've done?
I go out to dinner.
That seems to be against the spirit of the thing.
No, okay, so let me explain.
Okay.
So my family and I, we don't have an extended family out here. So really the only people who would be eating the giant Thanksgiving dinner would be us. So what we do is that, well, skip the cleaning, we go out to this very fancy Alsatian restaurant, eat stuff, take care of the cleaning, and then like, well, and you can go on your way back and you listen to carols through Boston.
Oh, that's very
fun.
Nice.
My grandparents are actually coming now. So now we're thinking of like staying over the hotel finally. It's a hotel restaurant.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is great for radio, but I have a picture of last Mansgiving.
Oh, nice. Wait. All right. So let me explain what's in this picture. We've got, I think, okay, 2 pizzas, 4 individually packaged boxes from Domino's Pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
And a bucket of chicken from KFC. I think 2 McDonald's bags, perhaps 3.
Those are filled with 8 large fries.
8 large fries. Each?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a box for a company that I don't recognize.
White Castle.
That's probably White Castle.
It's the briefcase full of burgers.
Okay. A, I didn't know that existed, and you've enriched my life.
So that's why we had to get it.
And now, okay, what is the other box, the one at the front?
I can't see it, so I don't know.
Well, okay. I know
you have my phone.
It's this one. That one.
Oh, I think that's a box of tacos from Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Unbelievable.
That's great. So then did you in fact get through all of this?
Obviously not, but it's the experience that counts. And this
I suppose.
Year, we're gonna absolutely, like,
you're going to crush it. You're going to.
So it's going
to
be great.
Oh, nice. Very fun.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in all at once.
I almost feel a little sick just looking at it.
Oh, we got 60 spicy nugs from Wendy's, too.
60 spicy nugs from Wendy's.
Those were gone in about 5 minutes because they're the best thing on the planet.
Oh, man.
Wait, do you guys want to hear about something that happened at Wendy's?
That's like 12 nugs a minute. That's a nug every 5 seconds.
I also have a time lapse of a slapping contest from that night.
I love it.
I'm just looking through my phone.
I would love to hear about this story you've got, Rose.
So this was on the Medford police blotter. So we don't have much by way of fast food in
Medford.
In Medford, but we do have a kind of terrible Wendy's.
What's so terrible about the Wendy's?
Just the quality.
Food? Okay.
I mean, I heard it's gotten better, but I don't know. Every time I tried to like order a burger without mayonnaise, they just decided that I must have mayonnaise, and I got very
irritated.
Way to
support local businesses, Rose, for doing such a great job of advertising for these local sweet loving businesses.
Wendy's is Wendy's is not what I classify under the local business umbrella.
It's a mom and pop shop owned by Mama and Papa Wendy.
If you want me to talk about local, I'd say, like, Mr. Coffee Roasters go there, but,
okay,
like,
okay, no, but tell me about this terrible, terrible Wendy's and the experience you've had.
Well, no, this was, okay, so the thing is that they had to call the police because a coyote had come onto the premises, and the thing is, some of the workers had been feeding him, like, parts of, like, fries, and, like,
does
parts of food.
Does this coyote have a name?
No one named him.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, so the thing is, then it started to, like, when people were in the drive-thru, it started to come up and beg, like, to the customer.
A, adorable, and B, very, very bad for a business.
Yeah, like, the coyote, I guess, was really cute. Like, it didn't attack anyone, but it was like, hi, can I have fry? And no one gave him fry,
Oh, no, that's
pretty,
terrible.
But that's pretty cute.
You should have come down to the WFMO station.
You mean WFMO?
Yeah, WFMO. Our sister station that doesn't exist. Made only for dogs. Oh, man.
Love it.
It's great when mistakes make funny jokes.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. It's really nice because no one will ever let me forget that mistake forever.
Because it sounds so great.
And nobody else will remember it.
Well, no, our seven listeners. Hang on, our seven listeners will remember.
Who's listening has forgotten.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Hang on. We have currently one person listening on the high quality radio stream. Yeah, we still do. We have 8 listeners, one of whom is listening on the high-quality stream.
Hey,
wow.
So you've got those good sounds from our voice. If you remember WFMO, hey, call on in.
It's going to be a great
We'll
time.
Wait for you for like 30 seconds of dead air.
No. But you should call in anyway. Anyone, just call in. What are you doing at 4 a.m.?
Interrupt us. Yell at us at 4 in the morning. We're here so that you can vent your frustrations. We'll listen, and then we'll say thank you for your time. Don't swear at us, though. I don't want to get kicked off of this lovely station.
Well, you would just hang up on them.
I mean, like, yeah, but the damage will have been done.
No, like, if someone else does it, you just hang up.
Oh, okay.
And you can screen their call beforehand.
I could, but then that'd be dead air because I have I have music I could play, but I'm currently not playing any. It's just us.
It's just us.
I guess I could have you two talk while I take the call.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We can just sit there like, hi, how go?
Oh, man, but happy holidays, everybody.
Oh my gosh, it's almost there.
It's almost Christmas. We should play some Christmas.
Oh my god.
No, not yet. It's not Thanksgiving yet.
It's totally ready for Christmas.
It's totally ready.
No, give Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm in the camp where you start listening after Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, listen. I'll play some Thanksgiving music then. Oh wait, hang on. There's no Thanksgiving music.
Well, there's all year round music.
How about some non-denominational holiday music? And at that point, it might as well be Thanksgiving because it's not necessarily Christmas music.
I feel like that's cheating.
How so?
It's holiday music. It's in the effort of
like Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland after Thanksgiving dinner.
What?
No, I'm too excited. I love it.
No, exactly.
It's like opening your presents before Christmas.
No, it's not. It's nothing like that.
Yes, it is.
It's like
we can all agree.
It's like when you go down on Christmas Eve and you see a few presents and you like pick them up and hold them and then you put them back down to build up.
That's looking at the album art. That's like planning out your Christmas
playlist. No. Hang on.
It's also like decorating the tree to get ready.
Yeah.
Like putting up the lights.
And
it's
we can all agree.
All part of the process.
Okay, wait. All of us can agree that opening your Christmas presents before Christmas
is a sin.
Is blasphemy.
You only have one allowed on Christmas Eve.
I've heard this tradition in my family.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
I've never done that.
But I've heard of it. And I can kind of respect it.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
It's still showing, like, some reverence for the presents.
And that means you can't open your stocking.
I'm really tired. You can't... Okay, wait.
You can't open your stocking, but you can open one box gift.
My stocking is never full until, like, Christmas morning.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to my parents, aka Sam.
Shout out to the Tough Ski Team. I really like having that. So thank you, Patrick. You're the one who first introduced that.
You're
and
welcome.
It's a really great way to just say words.
Segways are weird.
Segways are hard. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham. The ultimate master of segways.
Like, vehicles.
Not quite.
Please.
Don't worry about it. So I went and saw John Mulaney recently, which was fantastic.
Oh, he's so good. He's so funny.
Yeah. Okay. We need to watch his other.
Him? He went on the Pete Holmes show. I don't know if you know Pete Holmes.
I don't know Pete Holmes.
But he came out and he was like, I don't know if you guys know Pete Holmes, but he's a very big fan of Pete Holmes. And then he just continued to roast him.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, man. I need to show you his other comedy special if you haven't seen it already. We should watch it together.
I know I saw one of them. I don't remember which one.
Yeah. Rose, have you seen anything by John Mulaney?
I've watched all of the Kroll show. In which John Mulaney plays a very integral part as the counterpart to Nick Kroll.
And you've seen, for sure, Salt and Pepper Diner, because I made sure to...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, I know I saw some of... He had a short run of a sitcom on CBS.
SNL?
No, not on SNL, but on literally a network sitcom. And it was very short run and kind of terrible.
I mean, that's how you do it, though, right? That's how you do it.
Honestly, yeah. It literally disappeared off the face of the earth after a couple days on demand. So, wherever that went, who knows?
Nice. All right. You were saying, Patrick.
There's a video. Can I say the name of the song from Salt and Pepper Diner?
Yeah, of course.
So, there's a video on YouTube that's literally titled 21 What's New Pussycats with It's Not Unusual.
It's Not Unusual in the middle?
Yeah.
That's very good.
It's a 42-minute long video.
Hey, maybe we should...
And all of the comments are like, I am stronger than the entire diner.
Hey, you want to know what we can... What we could
no,
do...
No, we're not doing that.
On the radio.
No.
We're allowed.
No, but...
Technically.
See, this is where... With great power comes great responsibility comes into play.
I mean, yeah, I suppose we could also, like, meow into the microphones, which is basically what we do already. We just say words.
I just don't want to subject people to the song that What's New Pussycat is, because it's...
No, it's an amazing song.
Do we
want to
play it once?
No.
Do we
have
to play it once?
Yes, we're playing it once.
Have you heard it, Patrick?
I have. I've listened to it.
It's amazing.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa.
I really want to see the movie.
I'm trying to save you.
There's a movie?
What's New Pussycat? And that's where the song comes from.
No.
Yes.
No. What?
Yes, my parents have seen it, and I was too young to see it. And I was when at the time when they had it on DVD and rental. But they told me I couldn't watch it yet because of the, like, content. But yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
It is a movie.
Okay, wait, was Tom Jones's What's New Pussycat written for What's New Pussycat?
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was just like an all original thing by Tom Jones.
Mm-mm. No, it's part of like the, it's part of like that's like the opening song to it.
The more you know.
Yeah. Like, just how, did you know that Oasis is Wonderwall? Wonderwall is actually a 1962 movie.
I actually did know that Wonderwall was a 1962 movie. I thought, though, I read somewhere that the song and the movie were made independently of one another.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, it's 420.
Hey! Hello, everyone. It's 420. It's, this has no real significance, and I don't know why we brought it up. Stay in school, kids.
I'm in that state of mind.
Stay, it's all right.
I don't smoke. I'm just in the state of mind where I point out random things that I notice.
Wonderwall is a pretty good movie.
Whatever is happening in order to do so.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But
it's
it felt
okay.
It was necessary.
No, it's understandable. I haven't seen Wonderwall. One of my exes recommended it to me, and then I just never saw it.
Okay, I is must admit like, I fell asleep for about 30 minutes somewhere in between.
I feel like that's the way to watch it, apparently.
It's really psychedelic, and I know there is a scene between two girls, and I feel like that I got to see that, and that was mostly all I needed, because, like...
Oh boy, this is a pretty scandalous episode of The Healing Hour, isn't it? We're not really talking about much that's, like, super ultra... happy and upbeat, and we certainly are talking about a lot of salacious.
But Man's Giving was very happy.
Now, Man's Giving.
It's the best day of the year besides Christmas.
The look on your face, I wish our audience members could see this. Really, your eyes lit up.
I'm so excited for Friday.
There was a youthful brightness in there.
Because it's such a glorious
day.
Oh,
man. No, I bet. It sounds like it.
Because we split up into two cars and we just drive around to all the different places.
It's a mission.
We map it out.
I'd love
it.
We set it all up on the table and then we just destroy our stomachs.
I mean, that sounds like the perfect end to any sort of night.
Yeah.
It's just with ultimate stomach destruction.
Yeah.
Ultimate stomach destruction is a good name for a movie.
Or a band.
Or a band, I suppose. The right kind of band. What sort of music do you think? We haven't lost any listeners, so we must be making good content. What sort of music do you think the band Ultimate Stomach Destruction would play?
Metal.
Classical.
Oh, both are very good options.
Classical metal.
Oh man, I was thinking
Icelandic
like hyper pop.
Oh man,
that's really good.
What do you say?
Icelandic indie pop.
I love it.
Kind of like Bjork, but like a bit more accessible.
Yeah. No, for sure. Somewhere between Bjork and Caramel Dancing.
If you just look up like Icelandic indie pop on YouTube, you find some very incredible weird.
Do we want to look up some Icelandic indie pop?
Please.
I don't want to subject people to things that they may not be ready for.
That's basically what this show is.
Is it?
Is it? That sounds like it's questionably legal. Legally questionable is what I meant to
questionably
say.
Questionably legal and legally
questionable. Oh, I just realized I've been trying to adjust the volume on the wrong...
I know it's because all of the headphones are super messed up. But up. Yeah. There's also such thing as chiptune pirate metal.
I don't know how to respond to that statement.
I'd be down.
There's also Egyptian symphonic math metal.
I'd be down.
I think we'd be down.
I feel like
these eight people.
Oh no, these eight people are with us for the long haul.
I don't know if I believe.
Yeah, they're down.
Okay.
We got eight listeners. You have to call in or speak now or forever. Hold your peace.
Within the next 5 minutes, you got to call in, and at the end of the 5 minutes, we're gonna have a vote, and it's going to be between Icelandic indie pop.
Yeah.
What's new, Pussycat? Chiptune pirate metal or Egyptian math metal.
Okay, but I want all of them.
We're gonna vote too, of course.
I want like all of them.
But if somebody calls in, your vote is worth five votes. So
exactly.
You can outvote all of us.
It's exactly like
we really are just very lonely here. And we just really want you to call. You never call anymore.
Oh.
I feel like you missed my comment.
I did. I would love to hear it.
Because you were like, because they can outvote us. I was like, oh, it's the exact opposite of the government.
Oh no. Oh no. Do I have to log this as political discussion?
No. I love how it's like.
Yeah, that's true.
I never said
we're
which
nonpartisan.
Government. I never said which government. I just
I feel
said
like
the
being
government.
That we are in.
The man. The man will outvote you.
The man?
Is giving. Man's giving.
Yeah.
Oh, no, please don't do that. I have the headphones on. I don't want to hear that.
ASMR.
No.
Shut up, ASMR.
I know I did that one time.
I know, I know.
Moment, and I regretted it immediately after.
Hey, it's your woof mo.
It's your woof mo. Hey, should I do like a final like post-thumbus like shout out to the BU? Women's ultimate frisbee team.
Oh, that's kind of sad, actually.
It's fine. I'm not that spiteful, so I feel like it's a good final, like the 21 air horn.
Yeah, you know what?
Salute.
No, here's what I would do. I'd do it, but like as a measure of like respect. Like you still respect. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's because I'm still.
I would give out that shout out.
I will give a respectful shout out, a final shout out to. The BU Women's Ultimate Frisbee Team here at 11/21/2017. There we go. I did it. Final shout out.
See, I feel like whoever's listening now might be missing the first part of that because the only like previous reference was on your show.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
Oh, okay. I'll just give some context. Why not give the...
Yeah, you might not give the listening public what they want to hear.
Yeah,
why have we been giving out shout-outs to the BU sports teams? Or Tufts? D-U-F-T-S. All right.
Yeah, so my now ex-girlfriend, we broke up on last Saturday, was part of the BU Women's Ultimate Frisbee Team. And so DJ Remedy and I, we gave...
You can call me Jen.
You know Jen? Okay. Yeah. Jen and I were on the show, and then part of the bit was that we gave a shout out to the BU Ultimate Frisbee women's team because that was the athletic team she was on. And so now I am giving a final on-air shout out, especially since I won't be able to do my show this week because of Thanksgiving.
Because of Thanksgiving. We're giving some thanks.
We're giving some thanks.
Thanking some Givens.
Thanks and some Givens. Well, actually, there was this kid in my middle school named Gibbons Glubin. And I always think of him every once in a while because of his name.
Gibbons Glubin?
Gibbons Glubin.
Oh, I thought I said Glumin, like Glue Man.
No, and
I was going to say that's a very good superhero name.
Nah, Gibbons Glubin. And I actually never really met him. It was only really, I'd hear him getting called down to the office, and I knew he was in the same grade as I was. And that was about it that I knew about him.
He was, as you might think of him, as a mythic figure.
Yeah, kind of. You know those people in your lives? Like, you've never really met them, but they're like almost like, they still have these effects on your life and still are in your memories.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I guess they're ghosts.
I don't know about that.
They're all dead. Once I stop seeing people, they just die and then resurrect.
That's an interesting thought, Rose. Patrick Hughes.
Because when I was little, I used to think everything was just a simulation around me.
Oh.
So like,
oh, yay, solipsism.
I wasn't looking at a thing, it just wasn't there.
There's no way to prove that that's not
true. Yeah. So
once
like,
you stop perceiving something.
So that like everything was like almost like an experiment that they put in to like.
Oh, I see. To gauge a reaction.
Whoa.
And my dad, what I found very weird was my dad told me, he's like, oh, he felt the exact same thing when he was a child.
Huh.
Really? So
that's actually really interesting.
Okay, that's really interesting.
So, like, everything, including, like, your parents, your family, your friends, your school, like, everything is just kind of set up, like, to observe you.
Yeah.
In a way.
There's actually, that's a subset of like whole. I'm blanking on the word that I'm trying to grasp at. But it's this whole sort of framework. It's a subset of this whole sort of framework called solipsism.
Yeah.
That you probably know about.
I don't know. I'm not educated.
Oh, it's aight. So I'm going to butcher this entirely.
That's okay.
I'm going to butcher years of philosophical thought in the following sentence.
I feel like that's what philosophy is, just butchering things.
Yeah, basically. But my understanding of solipsism is basically it's this idea, this thought that you are the only person who could truly be said to exist. You are the only person who you know for sure exists. Everything else could be fake, but you know that some essence of you exists.
True.
So the thing about solipsism,
you can't prove it, and you can't disprove it.
Like anything ever, you can't prove or disprove.
Oh yeah.
So the thing about solipsism, though, is that it takes it a step forward, and it's like, they assign themselves to be like, okay, it's most likely a simulation. Not that I can't prove whether or not it's a simulation.
No, yeah,
it's
yeah.
more like it is literally just your mind, and this is just this weird.
And like it's fine because it's like it's something that you can't say isn't true, but at the same time, it's
It's kind of narcissistic in hindsight.
No. It's interesting because for a time I had that same sort of thing where I was like, okay, I'm the only thing that I can really be sure about and all of that. But I came to realize that it really wasn't an effective way, a productive way, I guess I should say, of dealing with, like, people around you.
Yeah, no, because you're like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and like.
Well, that's what I would do with it.
Yeah.
Like, horrible thing.
No. But yeah. I mean, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Also, I'm gonna play a song because I'm very tired and I want to rest my vocal cords for a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play you guys a song. It's called Flash Drive, off of the album Flash Drive by the artist Wave Racer. I'll be sure to also announce it after because I know I'm killing Rose softly every time I announce a song before playing it. It's ingrained in me, Rose, okay?
You've been a DJ for a couple, months?
Three weeks.
3 weeks? Does that mean I've been on 2 out of 3 of these shows?
Maybe four. 4 weeks. For 4 weeks. Maybe 5.
What's timing?
I'm being shown a very wonderful video of two boys slapping each other over and over again. I'm taking it that this is the time lapse?
Yes.
Let me see this.
Lovely.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty great. Okay, I'm gonna play Flash Drive now. By off of Flash Drive by Wave Racer.
I'm looking straight.
Alright, here we go. Wait. And here we go. Come on. There we go.
Lost in you.
All right, everybody, and we're back. Whoa. It's good to hear from you again. It's good to see you again. We don't see you. I don't know why I said that.
I do. I see you through airwaves. I don't really...
I'm very tired. All right. What do we want to talk about? I'm ready to talk about anything. Hey, let's talk about, what's your favorite song, guys?
What's
your favorite genre of music?
I don't have a favorite genre of music.
Then what's your favorite song,
Patrick? Don't do this to me.
Pick four.
It's still hard.
Pick eight.
It's gonna take me way too long.
Patrick, just start listing songs you like.
Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics.
Very good.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's a very good choice. What good do you like about Sweet Dreams?
It's incredible.
Lovely. A wonder.
It's just a great song.
Oh no, it's very good. Yeah, yeah.
I was very mad when Brendan said he thought Marilyn Manson did the original.
Marilyn Manson for sure did not do the original, for sure.
I was very annoyed by that. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You was up there.
Oh, that's a solid jam right there.
She went to my public high school.
Did she really?
Really?
Was she an upperclassman?
I assume at some point.
Well, no, for...
What?
Were you ever in...
No.
Okay.
But my neighbor was in the choir with her.
Ah.
Which is cool.
That's really cool.
It's also proved in how kind of into it she's gotten. She's like, oh, darling. Like, you grew up on Long Island. You don't say that. Like, okay, anyway.
Have you seen a reality show, though? She's off...
Yeah,
she has a reality show.
Oh yeah, she's, like, I almost feel like she looks too vulnerable.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you say?
She's like worse than the Kardashians in a lot of senses.
Yeah, it almost seems that it feels almost
is it just
a little
like, unreal,
like
or is it?
She looks drugged out. She does not look like she's on the same conscious plane as a normal person. And just she just feels really far gone. Like I almost feels almost a little exploitative. Like the actual show, like I feel like she needs to be a little sequestered.
I can get that. Mm-hmm. All right, so
I want "Complicated" by Avril Lavigne on there.
Oh,
ooh, that's nice. You're at three.
I'm gonna do more than four.
All right, keep on going.
I'll throw "Faded" by Alan Walker on there.
Nice.
Are these key sounds being
picked up? This is kind of a side note, but my two summer jams, I wouldn't say they're part of my top 10 favorite songs, but "Feels" by Calvin Harris and "Emotion" by Mike Perry were my summer jams.
I thought you were going to say "Emotion,"
Perry?
Album by Carly Rae Jepsen.
No, "The Ocean" by Mike Perry, quality song. I'll throw "Him for the Weekend" on there. I really like that song, I don't know why.
Nice.
I write scenes, not tragedies. I'd Love to Change the World. Matt Stubbs remix. That's important because
the remix
is terrible.
Wait, did he say "Everybody Wants to Rule the World" is terrible?
I'd Love to Change the World.
Oh.
The original is not very good, in my opinion. I feel like as a Long Islander, I have to put Jordan Belfort on the song because I know all the lyrics and it's like just a hilarious, great song. "Lone Digger," because you should.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
"Lone Digger" by Caravan Palace, yeah?
That's who it's by.
They played this year in Boston.
I went and saw them live once. It was very nice.
That sounds like a really
cool good time. Like, it was a standing venue, so everybody was just jumping and dancing and having a blast.
I bet you can make out with someone in there.
I mean, you probably could have. I didn't. I was too busy dancing.
I don't know.
Salsa Tequila, because it's another great song.
Salsa Tequila?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an incredible song.
I do want to note, Patrick, I'm very sorry for interrupting. I do want to note that I accidentally put both the song and the disc as talking about Thanksgiving.
Does that automatically.
Oh, okay, cool. Alright, continue.
"Soak Up the Sun" by Sheryl Crow's got me
on. Very good. I think we're nearing eight.
I don't know. I think we're surpassed eight.
Yeah.
Alright.
But I'm just listening. I'm just going through my songs.
Then Rose.
Oh, "Viva La Vida."
Okay. Gosh. And that's... With that, we'll close out your playlist, as it were.
Okay.
It's very good choices, though. They were all solid.
They were really solid. I'm glad, like, I found someone else who, like, really liked Feels.
Oh, it's such a good song.
It's such a good song.
Only Calvin Harris could put Pharrell, Katy Perry, and...
Big Sean,
that's into the same song and have it be incredible.
Yeah,
I don't honestly know who Big Sean is. He's at this point, I'm too afraid to ask. Okay.
You probably have listened to at least one of his songs at least
once. Is there a tinier Sean?
Not that I'm aware.
I bet there's one.
Probably.
I bet there's always going to be a smaller Sean.
Regular Sean.
Little Sean is out there somewhere.
Do you think regular Sean?
Reg Sean?
Just
no. Sean of the Dead.
Normal Sean.
Sean!
Sean!
Nobody understands that.
Sean!
It's incredible.
Sean! Sean!
Right.
Sean! Anyone who's played Heavy Rain gets that. Well, not even who's played it. Anyone who was around when Heavy Rain was, like,
broken.
Hilariously broken and glitchy. Sean! Sean! If you want to know what we're talking about, you should look up a video, any video, about the Sean, S-H-A-U-N, glitch in Heavy Rain. It's very funny. Oh, it's very funny.
Our reference will make sense and be hilarious.
Yeah. All right, Rose, why don't you give us your songs, then I'll play the two PSAs, and we'll see how much time we have left. Because I do want to discuss your songs, too.
Discuss them? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Top 8 at max. Maybe more.
Sorry.
But yeah, no. It's all right.
It's
don't even worry about it.
Like, it's so hard. Heck, I almost said the other word.
Wait, Rose.
Yeah.
I know that there's going to be some Joywave, some Metric, and some Charlie XCX on there, so why don't we start with some of those?
You mean, like, making Metric not take up the entire...
Yeah, well, no. Just, like, toss out... Okay, when you think Metric, then what's the first song that comes to mind? 3, 2, 1.
Collect Call.
Collect Call by Metric. Okay.
That's like the one kind of slow one on Fantasies.
I think you may have played it during your show when I was here.
Yeah, it's very pretty. And that and Stadium Love.
That one I definitely have heard.
Yeah. Live It Out, Synthetica.
Right, you've already covered 4 of your songs.
Patriarch on a Vespa.
Now that is 5 songs of the 8.
Wait, can that count as one under the umbrella of Metric?
Okay, sure. I'll cover that as 3 instead of 5.
2.
I went way over, so...
Okay, 2.
Yeah.
Okay, no, sorry. Sorry, Rose. I don't know why I'm...
I love you're being so draconian hang on my time.
No, hey, like, Rose. I don't know why I'm being so, like... I was going to say just, I don't know why I'm being, like, so harsh on you, when at the same time, if this ends, I don't know how I'm feeling the time.
You could just play some of the songs.
I could. Yeah, I guess. I could play Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics for sure.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
Okay. So, Metric.
So I have 6 left?
You have 7 left.
Okay.
So, Joywave.
Okay.
Destruction, of course, probably.
No!
No, really?
No.
You're not
now.
A big fan.
Now is my favorite.
Okay.
I
actually haven't heard Now.
I know I've played it with you in here. You know, I just might not have, like, talked about it. Yeah, Now, and then from Swish, I did Life in a Bubble I Blew. But Destruction, the thing is, I think it's because I listened to Swish all the way through once, which is basically just Destruction, like,
played
10 times.
8 or 9 times, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little stale
overplayed
for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Patrick, did you hear about this album put out by Joywave?
I did not.
The album is called Swish, and it's the same song. It's their most famous single, Destruction. But they have different intros leading up to the rest of the song. And it's 8 or 9 of those.
That's yeah.
Incredible.
The rest of the song is unchanged. It's the same. Huh. Cut and paste. And then they have one song at the end, Life in a Bubble I Blew, that is an entirely new song.
Huh. Yeah. And the thing is that...
With the soundtrack, please record a sound. Is how they always start.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Yeah, and the track names is Why Be Credible When You Can Be Incredible, which is like
one of those words is a
song. Yeah. And then the second B is B part two.
Great. So that's Joywave.
Joywave.
You like Now and
Life in a Bubble I Blew. I guess from their newest album, I'll give Let's Talk About Feelings because that's unbelievably pretty.
Okay. Awesome. I need to listen to that one.
It's really.
Is it like
good.
Slow or is it?
It's slow really and cool. It's piano. It's almost like jazz piano. And the thing is, I would not recommend Let's Talk About Feelings for the manner of to make people get a feel of Joywave, but it's just on its own a very good song.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. I feel like Courtney Barnett has to be next.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Hey, what songs would you recommend from Courtney Barnett? Because I feel like we would recommend different songs.
I feel like we have very different tracks when it comes to like what we like about Courtney Barnett. I really love Pedestrian at Best.
Well, of course. Actually, we're both there on that one.
Yeah, Elevator Operator.
Okay, we're both there on that one, too.
Nobody Cares If You Don't Go to the Party.
Okay, no, I think we misjudged this heavily because I think we have the exact same taste.
Aqua Profunda.
Oh, I would have put Depressed In somewhere up
there. Depressed In, okay, it's good, and I really like it. And then I just, like when I think about songs I really love from, like, Courtney Barnett, it just never comes up for me, but I can always appreciate it when I listen to it.
See, I don't know. Aqua Profunda, I can't. I don't know. It never really stuck with me. But I guess it's different strokes for different community blokes. Radio folks.
Yeah.
Different strokes for different blokes.
I said yolks.
Oh, there yolks. You go. Different strokes for different...
I'm an A community.
Hey, right you now. Know... But you know what? It's okay that we had different punchlines, because you know what? Different strokes for different jokes.
Nobody will know what that was.
I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay. So, you've got five more if you want to use them.
Okay.
I'm not speaking into the microphone, I'm realizing, so...
I can still hear you.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Now you're
Am
louder.
I like... Bah.
Professional.
Can you hear me? This is radio.
Same. Honestly, same.
I'm in radio. Ticket pays for the whole seat, but you're only gonna need the edge. Coming this Sunday, Monster Trucker Rally.
Bork. 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 Bork.
Rose, tell me about your favorite bands.
Okay. Bork. Bork.
That's not a band.
Okay, I'll move on to Charlie XCX.
How about Bjork?
Bjork? Okay, I have an album from her, and I really like It's So Quiet. An Army of One. And The Gate I thought was okay.
Is that the name of the song, or did you think The Gate was okay?
No, that's the name of the song. It's their newest single.
The Gate I Thought Was Okay?
The Gate is, and I just thought The Gate was okay. That's
okay.
Their newest single.
Okay.
However, new singles, HMLTD, aka Happy Meal Limited.
Is the Happy Meal unlimited or limited?
Limited.
This is no man's giving.
Yeah, it's called Satan, Luella, and I is really good. I don't know about the commentary that this Vice article tried to play off about it being queer tourism, because I just thought it was a really good song. So, you know what?
There you go.
The media's almost always wrong.
What?
I go by the rule that the media is almost always wrong.
I go by the rule that I don't listen to the man.
The man. What if it's the Vice, though?
If it's the... Like, the Vice principal?
No, like Vice Media.
Miami Vice?
Absolutely. Oh, Alex Cameron, running out of luck. I need to get every single
what
personal
What about Miami Vice made you think about Alex Cameron's running out of luck?
Because I feel like as a funny, like, not similar aesthetic, but I feel like they would fit very well together.
Okay. Also, wait. I should play the two PSAs before we start.
Yes.
Okay, here
Perfect.
We go.
Perfect.
We're going to play some PSAs for you now. Stay in school. Drink your milk. Don't cross the street without looking two ways. And here are some actual PSAs.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
control, independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Woo! And we're back. And we're back. Hello, everyone.
What?
Hope I didn't blow out your car with that because I turned it up way too high. So there we go. I'm realizing this only now. I don't think we peaked, but... I mean, I feel like I've peaked as an individual.
I peaked in, like, elementary school.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all haven't peaked yet.
No, oh, Rose, you think so?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah? Tell me about your elementary school days.
You didn't have any real problems.
I mean...
there was a day where I ate 20 popsicles.
You could have a day like that right now. In fact, like, you're planning on doing it this Friday.
No, I'm not planning on eating 20 popsicles.
But not popsicles, I suppose.
I'm planning on eating nugs, fries, and burgers.
Okay.
And then liquids.
Now, yes. Various liquids.
Yes, various substances.
Now, okay, what I'm saying, though, is you could have 20 popsicles if you so desire.
Yeah, but it's just not the same. It's, you know...
How so? I understand, like, instinctively that it's not the same, but...
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear someone of your, like,
you
eloquence explain it.
I'm not eloquent at all. But it would feel simultaneously, like, more wrong and less wrong at the same time.
Like, you'd have a sense of guilt about it that you didn't before?
Yeah, but then I would also have a sense of, like...
Pride and accomplishment?
This is stupid.
Oh.
Kind of
aw.
Yeah.
That's...
You know, because
you know, hey,
dog,
if you need someone to talk about things with, I'm here for you,
appreciate
dude.
It.
Alright, it's 4:55 and you're listening to... This is DJ Remedy's Healing Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Radio, Freeform. Whoops. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey guys,
let me try this one again.
Radio Tufts.
This is DJ Remedy... End of her healing hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform, Radio. I think I did good.
Tufts Freeform Rodeo.
It's Tufts Freeform Rodeo, the Sky Soldier.
Tufts Freeform Rodeo Drive, 90210.
Where everyone has a mic on, and they record the entire podcast while riding bulls.
Oh, I thought you were going to say all in one take with no editing. And I was going to say there are plenty like that right now. They're just pretty bad. Oh, wait. Actually, as long as we're talking about podcasts, I want to give a shout out to a podcast that I really should have given a shout out to long before. given the nature of my show, but that I just haven't for some reason. And that is to Wonderful, a podcast created by Rachel and Griffin McElroy, which I sort of based the original idea for my show. It's since changed slightly because I've had my lovely, lovely friends here, which is a good thing, honestly. Oh. The show has blossomed with you here. It's a show where it's a husband and wife do, and they just sort of talk about things that they really like. And it's a really upbeat, positive sort of show, and I highly recommend it. It's where I drew the inspiration for what the show was originally... What it was and still is. I will say still is. It's supposed to... I'm intending for it to be a beacon of positivity.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here.
Oh, no. Aww. Oh, Patrick. No, but I just more meant because I'm often so tired while doing it that I can't get up the energy to talk about all of the things that I really, really do love and enjoy with the same sort of intensity that I want.
That's fair. I mean, it's literally almost 5 a.m. and you've been up very long.
I had 3 hours of sleep last night. I'm getting 4 hours of sleep tonight, and I've got a quiz tomorrow.
What's it in?
Japanese. It's going to be the verbs for chapter 6. Yeah.
Ore wa mo.
No, you're very close.
Omae wa mo shinderu.
Oh yeah.
Nani?
Nani? That's a very good meme.
It's like one of my favorite memes.
Omae wa mo.
Oh my mom.
Are we just gonna do this for the next 2 minutes?
Yeah. You know what?
No,
Patrick.